Oliver headed straight for the basketball courts behind the high school. His brother had to be there. After all, people don't just vanish into thin air. Two boys, juniors, like Carter, were playing a game of one-on-one. They continued their game, but shouted to Oliver and asked him where Carter was. Oliver muttered that he had thought Carter would be there. One of the boys, Jonah, laughed and asked Oliver if he saw Carter anywhere on the court. Oliver desperately looked around one more time and then shook his head. "So you haven't seen him?" Oliver's breath twirled white in the air. Jonah shook his head and focused on the game. Then he abruptly stopped and told Oliver to try Gadget's house. She and Carter were working on a project for the technology fair. Oliver remembered that Gadget was the nickname kids gave Jessica Blue, Carter's lab partner. What else would you call someone who took apart her first appliance when she was only 4? So as he stood glumly on Jessica's doorstep, Oliver realized that he should have been smart enough to figure it out and come here first. Never mind, he was here now. Jessica Blue came clumping down the stairs in clogs and denim overalls and looked at Oliver oddly. Oliver took a deep breath and wondered how on earth he was going to talk to Gadget about his brother's disappearance. First, Oliver calmly asked Gadget if she had seen Carter. She calmly answered that she hadn't and continued to stare at Oliver. So, Oliver told Jessica, it was too serious a situation to be calling her Gadget, exactly what had happened. "Okay, wait for it," he thought. But Jessica didn't laugh. Instead, she grabbed his arm and asked him if he was absolutely positive about what he had seen. Oliver nodded. Jessica, still holding his arm, dragged him toward the back of the house. She opened the cellar door and switched on the light. Then she pulled Oliver down a rickety flight of stairs and opened a door that was covered in signs. Project Blue, Genius at Work, Do Not Disturb the Gadget.